Hello, Yahoos and Yahoozles. It's a winterlude. A little chilly in here. And I, Kirby Bevins, have some no sleep facts via fax. Not my normal bag, but not my bag, as you'll soon hear. To begin with, did you know that sending a fax used to take an average of 6 minutes, and the price of a fax machine was a whopping $20,000 in 1982 Earth money? Whoops, my bad. Wrong list. This is No Sleep Fax Facts. Where's the proper one here? Do we have it? Thank you. So embarrassing. This isn't it. Producer's telling me to run with this. Fine. This is a different list than planned, but close enough. It's called No Sleep Fax Facts. Wait, that's not close at all. It's literally a facsimile of what I read at the top of the show. Let's see. Facts for devices that send facsimiles of documents guaranteed to put you to sleep or ensure that you never sleep again. This will end my career. Or maybe not. It's actually a pretty exciting list, depending on your preferences. It features facts about fax machines and faxing technology. And according to the fine print, we must take caution. The following factoids have been known to either make people drowsy or slightly more alert for an average time of just under 3 seconds. Ah, yes. Now I remember. I have seen this list. Not the whole list, and you'll understand why in a moment. The effect they mentioned of being a little more alert or sleepy for an average of 3 seconds may seem pretty milquetoast. However, recall that they said average. What they mean by that is there are many, many thousands of items in this list that have almost no impact, yet one of these, no sleep fax machine facts, is believed to have caused such a disturbance in a young woman's mind that it kept her awake for an entire night. And she remained awake for the following 17 days, after which she died. Tread carefully into the data stream, Damians, and know no one knows which item pushed her over the edge. So I'm not going to read the list on air. Thank you very much. Some scholars call this 76-page list of fax facts humankind's most dangerous tome. So we won't be needing that. The point is, persistent sleep deprivation will eventually kill you. Sleep debt, unlike other types of debt, can be lethal. We like to think death by lack of sleep is rare, but it often arrives in disguise. Take, for example, the mega hover bus pilot. He hitched a ride to his next gig in the jump seat of a hover bus, of which he was not the pilot. He had been awake for 2, possibly 3 days, and was beginning to lose his grip on reality and, I guess, his sanity. Mid-flight, he unbuckled his harness, hopped to his feet, and pulled the red emergency handle to kill the engines. This put himself, the pilot, 3 staff members, and 296 passengers into a downward spiral. They plummeted through the air, and it seemed all hope was lost. An attendant made a last-ditch attempt at creating a diversion using a set of glow sticks reserved for emergencies. She wielded them free-handed in an ancient form of performance art known as raving, or more particularly, glow sticking. She waved and swung the glow sticks in front of her body, gyrating and moving in spasmodic bursts, capturing the imagination and attention of the off-duty pilot. This bought the remaining staff enough time to reignite the cold fusion reactor. It's not clear how the trial's going to shake out, but the sleepless defendant stands accused of 300 counts of intent to commit homicide. His explanation? He was testing to see if he was dreaming. which he desperately wanted to do. His body, mind, and soul yearned for sleep, and he needed to know if he was in reality or unreality. I can already hear the complaint messages pinging into the station, so yes, some other types of debt can be deadly. Although, those have more to do with taking loans from shady characters. You owe money to a loan shark or a mobster? Darn tootin' right you may be forced to pay with your life or an appendage. Sleep debt, on the other intact hand, requires no enforcer. It just collects your soul when you have fought sleep for too long. So, slumber like your life depends on it. Hold on, someone just hacked our communication system and issued a Celex message saying we'll be held hostage unless I read it. It says, debt can wreak havoc on a lot more than one's cred score. It can demolish your sanity. And that's just the start. The civics card of a berserk denizen will auto-send a bright red alert to blackguard debt enforcers in a 1 mile radius. Guess what happens when they converge? Not to mention the possibility of losing your vehicle, weapons, home, and cyber deck. I'm being told not to comment, but noted. We'll be back with Debt, episode 19, in due time. Special thanks to our newest patron, Tasha. Tasha, you have unlocked the briefcase of illicit, glittery, mesmerizing glitch in the Waitrix bonus tales. So, for the rest of you, it's time to step up. If you love Hellgate City and can spare as little as 2 American dimes a day, join our pledge drive. I forgo advertisers and sponsors for you. In return, I rely upon you providing support to ensure the show flourishes for our community. Help me focus on making the show rather than segments like this. Do you believe we can hit our goal to grow from 11 patrons to 100 by the end of the year? If you do, I do. It takes a village, and we can do it. We've got 3 weeks. Join me. Hit the link in the show notes. You'll also be able to stream my feature documentary, Shadow of About, for free as a member of the Dreamwalker tier. Not only did this movie win the coveted Cine Golden Eagle Independent Feature Documentary Award, it's the only film of its kind where you'll witness me as a young man trying to beatbox my way out of getting roasted by a group of teenagers for wearing tight pants in the early 2000s. Till next time, Dreamhackers. Also, rate us on Spotify.